Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
So Danielle, obviously we start off season 8, good vibes, everything's going great. Tonight we sort of see Carl and Lindsay show up. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you felt before they got there? And then sort of, was it awkward when they came or did it take a little bit? Like, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Honestly, I feel like my face says it all. Okay, so every single time someone comes into the house and I'm already in the house, I don't know if you've noticed, but I run to the door and give hugs because like I'm just so excited. Like, let's get the weekend started. When they showed up, I was like, let me just stay in the kitchen. And I was like kind of hiding behind my rosé. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. Do I run up and hug? I'm just going to stay put. So there was a lot of that like awkward tension, anxiety. On the ride out, you know, I rode out with Kyle and Amanda and the dog. So like, that was very soothing and fun and comfortable. But then that feeling hits where you're just like, oh, wow, they're coming. They're right outside. They're here.
Yeah.
So, you know, anxiety inducing.
Yeah. I mean, I think at that point, Lindsay had invited you to the wedding. And I know you wanted to have a conversation with her, which we might see. But sort of, what were you wanting to go to the wedding at that point? And like, what did you want to hear from her in your conversation?
I guess like, because, you know, it was, I guess, an email invitation. And obviously it's later in the game. I just wanted to know that it was not just something she felt like she needed to do, like out of like, just be cordial, knowing that we're going to spend a summer together. I just wanted to know that, you know, she actually meant it. You know, that she actually wants me there. So that was my biggest thing, because of course I would have hit RSVP yes, if I had felt like that was, you know, genuine at that time. But we hadn't really like hung out a lot, I don't know, since our fallout. So I just wanted to feel like things were okay.
Yeah, totally fair. You know, in the episode tonight, it gets pretty dark. We see Lindsay, you know, accuse Carl of being on something. Sort of, what were your thoughts? Obviously you knew about it, but like, even have you watched the episode yet?
Yeah.
So it must be weird also watching it, 'cause you're also getting all this context and stuff. Has watching it changed your opinion of what happened, or tell me about that?
So it's weird because at that point I wasn't getting any information about what was going on. It was behind closed doors. It was in a car ride. The club, it was loud. I was doing my own thing. Like, I wasn't really in tune with what was going on with them, because again, I was setting some boundaries. I was like, if we're going to, you know, I'm not going to go back into a best friendship, you know, out the gate. So I was really removed from it. And so now I'm watching it like everyone else is, really, because I had no idea what was going on. And it makes it difficult, because I'm obviously Team Lindsay. We know how this whole thing ends. But there's some moments where I'm just like, you know, I wish you didn't do it like that. I wish you didn't say that, because Carl really wasn't on anything. He was just trying to have a good time with the guys.
Yeah. Do you think, had they actually gone through with the wedding and everything, that your relationship with Lindsay would look different today?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I think we would still be on this like great path to like, you know, becoming best friends again. Because I was supportive last summer and I was very supportive of them this summer. I think a lot of people say like, do you feel vindicated, or, you know, I would never root for this to happen. And I don't really feel that way. This is actually like the opposite of what I wanted to happen. And I just felt last summer that I needed to be vocal about it. But
yeah, for sure.
That's on me for being vocal about it.
No, we love that about you, Danielle. Come on. So yeah, in the episode, like in the house, are you thinking to yourself, is anyone thinking like, is this wedding going to happen? Should it happen? Like, was that even a thing? Or were you like, oh, that's sort of them fighting, they just do that?
You know, if I'm being honest, never for me. I know like the new guys are like, especially Jesse was like, what's going on here? Like,
right.
This doesn't seem right. Like, he's like, this doesn't pass the smell test. And it's funny because like later on, like he even like sometimes used the word, you know, it feels like this is too fast. And I was like, don't use those words. Because, you know, I got burned for that, but I had no idea that it would never happen. And in seasons past when, Kyle and Amanda were getting married, it was a rocky road,
yeah,
to their nuptials as well. So like we were questioning them too. So like this happens with couples in the house. Like it, you know, I would never think that if this would have happened, but like the outcome. But like, you know, couples in the house, it's like a pressure cooker. So fights are gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we obviously get to see single Danielle. We saw her a little bit on Winter House.
Lord.
Real quick, are you and Alex like friendly? Are you good? Or you're like, and we don't really talk?
So he was here for New York Fashion Week, and you know, I saw him at a lot of places. Same thing with Jordan, and he was just like, you're being nice to me, like, are we good? And I was just like, we were never not good, even after the like we wrapped, like you just decided to like perpetuate a narrative when the show came out, which I didn't appreciate, but like, no, like I don't care. It's not that deep. Like, I mean, we can be friends and civil. And, you know, he was like, oh, thank you so much. Like, okay. It's like also hard to stay mad at him. He looks like a teddy bear sometimes. I'm just like, it's going to be fine. We're fine.
Okay, great. Well, going into the summer house this season, were you just looking to have fun? Did you have any expectations when it came to your love life?
I just wanted to have fun. Honestly, I wanted to stay single. I didn't want anything to, you know, like, oh, Danielle dating a guy. I'm like, no, I just want to have a single fun summer. It's honestly what I'm good at. I just need to go back to my roots and just be single the entire summer.
Yeah. I know like Sierra's kind of vibing with West and Jesse has a random crush on Paige or something.
That was such a curveball.
Well, what were your thoughts seeing him talk about that? Like, oh, well, she has a girlfriend or boyfriend.
I was just like, does he not watch anything? Like, it's Craig. Like, it's just like, it's a very public relationship that she has with Craig. So I'm just like, is he good? Like, why would you? And we know Craig will visit the house. So like, you really want to put this out there? In my head, I'm like, okay, I'm staying out of it.
Yeah. Well, were you like any interest from you with these guys, or you're like, they're not really my type?
No, I went into it being burned by Winter House enough that like, even if they were my perfect match, it was not going to happen.
Yeah. They seemed to vibe with everyone. Like it seemed like good energy.
Rather them be like my homies, my bros. But that was way, way better. I mean, like get to go out together and like, just have like crazy fun. And to this day, yeah, we're on a three-person group chat.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What's the status update of like, are you and Joe Bradley like good, or is it still not like resolved, that whole situation?
So that's a good way of framing that question, because there is no resolve. I kind of was just like, you're a turd, gotta go, bye. And I think he claimed he wanted to have another conversation, which I truly deserved, but he flaked out on a lot of things. So we're not good and we're not gonna be good, and that's fine.
Yeah. Is there anything you would wanna clear up about that night? Cause I know Luann said you were there. I'm like kind of confused, to be honest.
Like I was at the Dream Hotel. Also I was at Watch What Happens Live watching the most uncomfortable interaction of all time. And then we went out for drinks at Dream, and then I was like at a different section, and like I see Luann walk into the bar, and I was just like, this is so weird. And because Watch What Happens Live, it happens, everyone like gets along, you get drinks afterward, but for Countess Luann to then come hang out with Joe Bradley and Oisin, and like not me, because I was just like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I just thought that was interesting, so much that I like left that bar with some friends, and you know, he left too with a new friend. So it was just like very and then he like, you know, continued to lie to me about it. Yeah,
got it. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Shitty.
I know. Like, what's going on? He's still new to TV, right? Like, Southern Hospitality hasn't been on that long, right?
Yeah, but like
So
maybe like I don't feel like it's
he
really
doesn't know what
hard
this
to
is.
get. Yeah.
I know we get to see you like sort of make out with someone tonight. Is this someone? And to be honest, I forgot his name.
Maybe.
Does he pop up again, or are you still playing the field this summer?
I'm playing the field. That was one of
Okay.
West's friends, JD, and it was so fun. And also because honestly, like that's why I love West too. He brought all of his like guy friends, and they were all very much the same. Like such great energy. It was so funny. And they were just like, kind of like in school, like, oh my God, like look at them, they're flirting with each other. They look so good. So it was really funny to just kiss, and then they'd be like, oh my God. It was just like so kind of immature, but so funny. And I love that. It was fun.
Yeah, I love that for you. You're like, oh, I'll text you later. Like,
Yeah,
good
like
times.
humor.
Well, thanks for Danielle. I do want to ask you though, this is a random one. Kyle was on The Traitors. Are you watching that show? Because I feel like you would be fun on it.
I would love to be on the trainers. We were just talking about that in here.
Yeah.
I just like I want to feel like I'm good at it. I feel like there's a lot of my castmates that would also be really good at it.
I
I think
agree.
that more of like the challenge part of it is great. I don't know how good I am at. I wear everything on my face.
Okay.
Like you know how what's going on up here, like by like what's happening. So I feel like I would be a dead giveaway or something. I don't know.
Maybe it could be a faithful to
Yeah.
start.
Okay. Write me
Yeah.
down.
Yeah. Okay, good. I like to hear that. Well, thank you again, Danielle. It was lovely meeting you and talking with you, and I'm excited to see how the season goes.
Thank you.